Discipline, Death, and Reincarnation. Discipline is a point of real confusion among most of the people on Earth today. Most of it is based in beliefs in the need to control situation and others. People have misunderstood, judged, and even made laws based on the idea that the nature of man is essentially base and evil, and must be disciplined and controlled. This locked-up energy has been slowing the evolution of consciousness drastically. Discipline is a direct result of undermining the will, and the attuned will is always appropriate. When there is balance in people, there is no need for discipline. Disruptive behavior or opposition of any sort is always an attempt by the will to express what it can no longer hold. And often the origins are older than the person's present age. Lack of understanding about how to handle this has often resulted in discipline. Allowing direct expression as sounds by whoever is triggered by this behavior can help bring understandings so that the disruptive behaviors can be resolved with the loving acceptance they need. The process of aligning your own will has to show you the true understandings here, because the misunderstandings around the concept of discipline are so massive that it is best approached by letting go of preconceived notions and trying out the process of recovering your own freedom of will. The will must be unconditionally accepted by the spirit to be able to balance with it in the heart. The will has been so severely disciplined on earth that it is extremely confused and is very much like an abused child in most people, full of distrust and held emotions. The will has been damaged to such an extent that death has been the regular result, and nearly everyone has accepted this as the way it is supposed to be. The fact that death is taking place at all indicates a serious and long-standing imbalance of the spirit and the will. Death and rebirth are only a temporary way to work with this imbalance. The maximum possible amount of time has been given for spirits on earth to work on this imbalance through the pattern of death and rebirth. This has been seen by many to have been such a large amount of time that an assumption has been made that reincarnation is the way it is meant to be. This pattern had its place, but it has also confused many into thinking that they have an unlimited number of lives. This is not the reality of the situation, and fear around this has caused nearly as many to go to the opposite extreme and claim there is only one chance. Neither extreme has had the answer, but Earth's time has come to end this pattern by finding heart balance between the spirit and the will. The desire to outgrow things is part of the path of spiritual evolution, but the application of disciplining yourself into actually leaving parts of yourself behind is not accurate understanding. You need to evolve all parts of yourself, and not just your higher levels of vibration, or the parts you have thought you liked better than your judged against parts. Evolution is the process through which these parts can change and grow with you. You came to Earth by slowing down a part of yourself until it became dense enough to be called physical. The process of birth and death came when the power to speed up the dense part was lost in the confusion of experiencing this new vibratory rate. No one allowed the suspicion to surface that this loss of vibratory power had anything to do with suppressing the emotions that were felt. Most spirits pretend they were fine and had no problem, and many blamed others for their entrapment. Many have believed that to even be physical was a sin, and death began to be the regular result of misunderstandings, confusions, and judgments around physical existence. There are many judgments around this experience that need release. These judgments were attempts to make some sense of a situation overwhelming enough to cause a split between spirit and will. However, these attempts were not true understandings, and they were misunderstandings. Release of these thought patterns and their accompanying emotional charge will allow the needed understandings to come in their place. This entrapment caused a breakdown between the spirit and the will, and in most people there has been no communication between their spirit and their will in this area. In seeking the cause for the entrapment on Earth that resulted in the split between spirit and will and the beginning of physical death, many blamed the will. Many wills reacted by blaming their spirit. The feeling of being trapped on Earth and of the spirit having to leave will and body behind in order to leave Earth is such an old feeling that many have come to believe that there is no other way. The question of release from this trap is a question of willingness to face the denials that have been going on for so long on Earth. The confusion of consciousness that resulted from the pressure of changing vibratory rates was a lack of experience. There is no reason to believe that this will always be the case. This is what has been called the fall. By seeking within and accepting what you find, you can discover your own experience in this entrapment. This explanation has been generalized because the experience of losing the power to come and go from Earth at will has highly charged emotions around it that need acceptance, expression, and understanding. Introduction to its memory needs to be gradual for most people, but you can remember this for yourself by opening your acceptance for these memories and letting them surface as you are ready, rather than deciding ahead of time that such things are impossible or are only possible for others, because you decided you're an ordinary person with no extraordinary powers. Memory loss is only an illusion because of a held emotional charge blocking the way between you and old memories. Although the doorway to old memories may be blocked by trauma, if you want to remember, and you are ready, You can remember by allowing these held emotions to express, even if you can only allow a little at a time. Forgetting has been a coping mechanism to the extent that many have believed that letting go of the past is the right way to proceed. This denial within the self is the reason that the full memory of everything you have experienced is not presently in a recognizable form in your daily consciousness. The practice of right use of will can give you the understandings needed to recover the lost power of leaving the physical plane with your entire being rather than with just a part of your being.